girls skip across the floor at a community center in Albany, California. The clicks and clacks come from metal taps on the heels and toes of their shoes, which give this form of dance its name.
Tap dance is a kind of dance. It's fun because of the tap sound on your shoes.
It makes it a bit louder than ballet. It makes more noise.
While these girls enjoy their classes, tap could be a passing fancy for them.
I think I might be doing tap dance when I'm older. I'm not sure, though.
That's not the case for 13-year-old Chance Tong. He started tap lessons here nearly a decade ago. Now he trains overseas at the Royal Academy of Dance, based in London, one of the largest and most prestigious dance organizations in the world. Chan says that whatever career he chooses, he'll find a place for tap.
If I do something like music, then I'll definitely use it to influence a lot of my music. And if I do something like dance, I'll most likely pursue it as a secondary.
These happy hoofers have been pursuing tap for years.
Today I'm going to be 2 days away from 90. It's a form of exercise. And I like the rhythm, you know, the music. So if you're going to exercise, it beats walking to me.
All my worries fade away when I'm in tap class.
85-year-old Joan Youngert calls tap dancing the most wonderful thing in her life.
And I've done all kinds of dance. I've done ballet and modern. I taught modern dance for about 20 years. And I always keep the tap in there because I love it so much. It's good exercise. It keeps your mind really alert because you have to learn new steps, new routines all the time.
Youngert says everyone should learn to dance, and preferably at an early age.
I have a brand new baby in my family now, a grandchild who is 3 months old, and I can't wait to get tap shoes on her.
One day soon, Youngert hopes her granddaughter will be in her first tap class so that this happy, noisy form of dance will continue, alive and kicking. For VOA News, I'm Shelley Schlender in Albany, California.